Hey there, it's Mango from Humans Growing Stuff. I'm looking outside and leaves are falling. That ground looks too hard to stick a shovel in, and I'm wondering, can I garden in that? And the answer is, of course I can. Gardening doesn't stop with the change of the season. It means it's time to try something new. So when I'm not outside trying to perfect my compost and shake my fist at squirrels, I'm bringing things indoors, trying to grow an onion by my windowsill and making my bedroom greener and repotting plants with new dirt so that it's all aerated and fluffy, just the way my plants will love them, something I just learned. But no matter what you want to try, Miracle-Gro has hundreds of how-to articles and no-brainer products to help you keep growing. Go to MiracleGrow.com for anything you need to grow any stuff you want. I've been thinking a lot about what Kamal said, about how the resources are there to grow our own food and become independent of the food distribution system. It made me think of the Bronx Green Up, the community gardens here in New York, where sometimes people grow so much food, they end up sharing it with their friends or, in one man's case, even mailing the harvest to his relatives in Puerto Rico. And I thought about Shelley from the Highland Community Gardens, too, where the organization takes saplings and plants them in neighbors' backyards so families can cultivate their own veggies. It's a service they offer to combat food deserts. But Gary Oppenheimer, the founder of AmpleHarvest.org, has figured out another way to help. What if there was a better way to share all the extra food we end up growing? What if we could take all the extra produce that's farmed and connect American gardeners to the local food pantries in need? It's an incredible idea, and I wanted to hear more. So we gave him a call. Hey, Gary, how's it going?
I am well, Mangesh. How are you?
Doing super well, and it's really nice to be chatting. So I wanted to hear all about how you started AmpleHarvest.org and to get your backstory a little bit.
Went to college, studied psychology, and decided when I was done with school that I should never be a psychologist, which my wife fully agrees with. And fast forward to 1998, we buy a house in northern New Jersey and a large piece of property. And I decided that I have all this land, I should know how to garden. So I became a master gardener. I was successfully, as it turns out, like millions of other gardeners, growing more food than I could use or preserve or share with friends. I started looking around to see where I could donate, and I found a battered woman's shelter in my town, and I took the food there. The woman who accepted the food, she said, "Thank you, now we can have fresh food." And that was a weird thing I remember walking away hearing. Around the same time, I was asked to take over the management of my town's community garden, and I did. At the end of the prior growing season, when I first met with the people in the garden, one of the people said to me that she was deeply concerned because at the end of the growing season, there was a lot of food being left over in the garden. People were bored, overwhelmed, went on vacation. She said, "I don't want to see that food go to waste." And I said, "Well, if we're going to have an ample harvest, the least we could do is get it to hungry people." Now, I had never said the phrase "ample harvest" in my life. Those two words had never come together. They loved that idea. We set about setting up a program in this community garden to do that very thing. And in the process, I discovered that when I went onto Google, Google said the nearest food program to me was in Morristown, New Jersey, 25 miles away, which I knew was wrong. And it suddenly dawned on me that the food problem we were experiencing wasn't about the food. It was about information. I had been misinformed, as we all have been, that you weren't allowed to donate food to a food pantry. You have all heard the mantra at food drives of jars, cans, boxes, but no fresh food. We were told you can't do that. Mm-hmm. What I realized, this was fundamentally a problem of misinformation and missing information. The misinformation, you're not allowed to donate the food. The missing information was to where to donate it and the optimum day of the week and time at which to do it. Because if you timed it just right, the food pantry did not need to refrigerate your food because the food could be donated just before the hungry families take it home. I then got two volunteers to help me. And over the next 9 weeks, we built what is today AmpleHarvest.org. The idea was to create a massive public awareness campaign helping Millions and millions of gardeners learn that they can donate food and to build an optimized search engine of America's food pantries, and for the pantry to guide the gardener to the day of the week and time of day that's best for donation. That was launched in May of 2009. Here we are now in October of 2020, and nearly 9,000 food pantries, about a quarter of all the food pantries in America, in 4,200 communities in all 50 states, are now a part of AmpleHarvest.org. And I should tell you one big important number. Pre-COVID, the National Gardening Association said that America had 42 million gardeners, 35% of all households. Now in these COVID years, it's skyrocketed to 62 million gardeners. 62 million people in this country grow food, not like a farmer to make money, but for their own pleasure and enjoyment. And that's our target population.
And that's just since COVID.
From the jump of 42 to 62 million is just since COVID, correct?
Wow.
And part of that, when you think about it, is if you're no longer commuting to work, if you're working from home, for example, you have time to garden. And most people, once they start, really enjoy it and don't stop.
You know, you were telling me before the show that you had actually donated a vast amount of food from your own garden. How much did you donate again?
About 252 pounds, give or take.
Which is amazing. That's like five times the size of my seven-year-old, which is impressive.
Let me tell you something. Pre-COVID, our data showed that America's gardeners grew 11-plus billion pounds, more food than they could use or preserve or share with friends.
Wow.
If all of that food were donated, that would feed 28 million people a year.
And so how many people estimated do you think AmpleHarvest.org is feeding or helping to feed right now?
We're not really feeding people. I'd rather say we're nourishing people. Because food pantries do their best to feed people, but they're getting, whether it's food donated or it is food that they acquire, but it's all processed food.
Sure.
It certainly feeds you, but it's not fresh food. Right now, what this country needs more than anything else is nourishing, healthy, fresh food. With AmpleHarvest.org, we don't touch the food. We are enabling the gardeners across America to learn that they can donate food and then to donate the food. We are orchestrating a wholesale change. Mm-hmm. We also know that 2/3 of gardeners, once they know they can donate, will actually expand the size of their garden if they have the space to actually donate more food.
Do you think that when people show up to these food pantries and are receiving fresh foods, that down the line, they start thinking about growing them themselves?
I don't know. I hope they do. What I do know is that when fresh food is donated to a food pantry, when a hungry family comes in, and I've been in food pantries many times across the country, and I try to be a fly on the wall in the corner, just watching what's going on. When there's fresh food there, that's the first table that the people go to, because when they see the tomatoes, the zucchini, the squash, what have you, they know what really value that brings to the nutrition of the family, and they get that food.
You know, one of the things I'd been curious too is, like, as you stand from a distance as this conductor of this incredible service and organization, how much do you get to be a fly on the wall? What sort of experiences have you seen and witnessed from when you go into these places?
Routinely, we get phone calls and we get emails from people struggling to put food on the table. And we do our best help. We direct them to United Way. We direct them to whyhunger.org, where they can get help. But I get to hear firsthand the difficulty that people have. Back in 2012 or 13, I get an email from a woman who says, I'm having a great deal of difficulty putting food on the table. I work. My husband's not able to work. My kids are hungry. Can you help us? That's one of many types of letters and stuff that come in like that. But this woman was active duty U.S. Navy.
Wow.
We had a member of the military struggling to put food on the table. I have a hard time talking about it even today. I also, on the other side, routinely get emails from people about, I'm so glad I found you. I'm so glad I heard about you. I got an email from a guy in the Southwest who said he was so grateful to hear about AmpleHarvest.org, The prior year, he had thrown away 8 55-gallon drums of grapefruit from trees on his property.
Wow.
The opportunity is staggering. And this doesn't have to be a gardener who has a truckload of food. You can walk in with a handful of carrots, a handful of parsley, or boxes and cartons, whatever it is. It's not important how much the gardener is donating. It's that the food doesn't go to waste. And by the way, I should point out that since food waste is a critical contributor to climate change, the environmental and climate change benefits of this program are huge. Not only is climate change reduced, but so is the waste stream. So the environment is better, climate change is reduced, the community and the country are healthier. This is a win-win-win all the way around. And by the way, the gardeners can get a tax deduction for the donation of the food, but we know from our studies the majority don't care. They just want to be doing the right thing.
So Gary, what kind of work are you doing with community gardens specifically?
We have a program, if you go to ampleharvest.org/communitygarden, that we've had a program to help community gardens learn about donating. My belief has always been that community gardens are important because there's a good amount of food there. But the real pressing need for us is the individual gardener, the person who's working in their own backyard. They don't subscribe to gardening magazines. They're not on gardening websites. They've always known how to grow food. They learned it from their parents or whatever. But nobody's ever gotten to them and said, by the way, you can donate that surplus food.
Gary, thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure chatting with you.
Thank you. It was a pleasure. Thank you very much.